It's just scrambled, right?
Not scrambled. I just kind of throw eggs in.
Right.
And let's... In theory, they're over easy.
Oh, okay.
I think
they're usually
what you're talking
just
about.
Kind of cooked.
Yeah.
They're just like kind of a mass of.
Kind of turns into like a wonton, kind of like.
Yeah.
What does that mean? What are you talking
like,
about?
Like, I try to fry an egg and I end up just kind of folding it over a bunch of times.
Yeah.
And it falls apart. I think I've made the same
eggs.
I just throw three eggs in.
And then we try to flip. Are we trying to flip them? Is that what's happening?
I flip them over.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Just because, so that yolk mostly cooks.
Yeah.
I see.
They're not very good. Like, if I cooked them for someone else, they would be like, oh, thanks.
eggs are a very personal thing. I used to put croutons in eggs.
Ooh.
It was not bad. It was a little bit like, you know, like an eggy in a basket. That thing.
Yeah.
Oh, toad in a hole.
Toad in a hole.
Is that where you cut out a piece of the
bread? That's exactly it, yes.
Okay, got it.
Yes.
Welcome to Inbox, the show where we gain access to our guests' digital correspondence and mine their personal lives for Comedy Gold. I am Matt Strout.
And I am Nicole Dressbell. And our guest this week is the host of Dave Hill History Fluffer podcast, the Dave Hill Podcasting Incident, which is also a podcast.
Yes.
New movie, Boy Band. He's not the host of that.
I'm just in it.
And his book, Parking the Moose, is available for pre-order now. From show business.
From show business.
Dave Hill.
Thank you for having me.
Dave, thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
I'm going to silence my phone.
That's good.
What are the odds that I would get a phone? Who calls people?
Oh, you are getting a phone call, though. That's wild.
I'll answer that later. I mean, I'll call him back. That's what I meant to say. Yeah. It won't keep ringing.
It's not going to stay. Yeah, it doesn't stay ringing.
But I didn't bother to turn my phone off because who calls people in 2019?
Bots, usually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dave, how do you feel about having your inbox up on a monitor right now? You feeling pretty calm about it?
I thought about that actually before I came here, and I'm feeling pretty calm about it. I'm worried what it might reveal about me. Not really on a personal level, but just the wormholes I go down. You know, something could come right in and be like, I'm going to kill you.
But that would not reflect badly on you.
No, it would be alarming.
Most like scary correspondences, because of my Z-list celebrity, overwhelming.
I think Z is harsh. Z is harsh.
Okay, well, high outlook. Letter in the alphabet. There's been a few individuals who I've had to like send their email address straight to the trash, but I check it like every few months to see if they're still emailing 20 times a day.
Whoa.
And see if they're like, no, I'm going to come and kill you.
So these are not people who start out wanting to kill you.
No.
They start on the other end.
No one's threatened to kill me.
I see.
It's just that you know, there's a fine line between
love and murder.
Yes, right. Exactly. I mean, if television has taught us anything.
Yes. I was about to say, if we've learned anything.
Yeah.
We've learned that. Now, it looks like most of your emails, though, are just from someone named Philip.
Today, yeah. My friend Phil has emailed. We do a lot of stuff together. We've known each other for years, and he's sort of a creative partner. He was on a TV show I had called King of Miami years ago. He played my bodyguard. And these particular emails are all regarding Witch Taint, which is the saga of Witch Taint is sort of complicated. It started like years ago. I started emailing a Norwegian black metal record label with my trying to get my fictitious band Witch Taint signed. This is in 2004. That was it for years and years. And then 2 years ago, we started reading emails on stage in corpse paint and everything. And then that became kind of popular. And we did it like, you know, around America a little bit. Then we did London. Then we got asked to do it in Norway, in Oslo, at the Crap Comedy Festival, which is a great festival there. And then we got asked to do it at the Wacken Festival in Germany, which is the biggest heavy metal festival. Because I'm a comedian and because I also play in bands, no matter what, I can never people would be like, oh, your new band, Witch Taint. And I was like, no, it's actually, I go with this long rambling thing that I just said to you guys, which is confusing and probably makes no sense. And people would be like, so it's a band. I'm like, no, we just stand there and read these emails. That's all.
Right. But then they're like, so you do music festivals.
Yeah. And then so finally we started adding like some songs to the show, the live show. We do these emails. And then we were in Germany with all these people from all over the world, hundreds of people in this tent watching us. And like some people will totally like, oh, these people totally understand what's happening and are laughing. These people are really confused. This guy is passed out. But then we would play the three or four songs that we added to the show, and everyone would go crazy. We did like four shows, and after the second show, I was like, screw it. We're just going to be a band.
You're actually a band.
And take this to its grinded. It's either the final chapter or the next chapter in Witch Taint. My long answer that you can totally edit out. Phil is emailing me about Witch Taint, the mixing of the album, and like these promo videos.
You get a lot of emails in general, right? Like, I mean, I'm looking at the screen. Everything on the screen is from the last 2 hours.
I have no idea what's a normal amount of emails. So I always feel like the world's ignoring me. And then at the end of the day, I'm like, oh, there's 50 emails I haven't responded to or read yet. But I don't know. Maybe I do. Or maybe I probably don't get as many as Oprah Winfrey.
Probably not. But or does she? Or is anybody emailing
maybe,
her?
Maybe she probably doesn't even have
it. She's probably saying the world's ignoring me.
Maybe.
I think it's like the song, What If God Was One of Us?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's like inviting God to stuff. I imagine it's like
that's,
that.
This story is, like most of my stories, it's deeply flawed. But a friend of mine, he's friends with like some of the biggest comedians in the world. But I can't name any of the people in the story. Otherwise, they'll be like, why is he telling the story? But he was laughing because he's like, I get texts from this massive guy and this massive guy, and they whine about all the same stuff as everyone else. Like stuff you're like, how are you bothered by, you know, some list of hot comedians in some magazine or whatever.
Right, or some write-up.
When you do arenas.
Right.
So everyone's crazy is what we've
learned. So speaking of crazy, we're looking at there's an interesting dichotomy happening here. We're looking at 8,000 unread emails, but only 25 in the drafts. So your drafts you keep pretty tight.
Yeah, but I don't.
You're not even aware of any drafts? Is that what you're about to say?
When I have looked in the drafts, and it's probably like, I think they're mostly just blank. But we could be wrong.
Let's jump right to.
To the drafts?
What's in the drafts?
What's in the box?
Who knows? I may not want to talk about this. It could be like. It's probably like bulk emails. U.S. comedian Dave Hill.
What is that? That's an email you're writing.
That's probably an email I was going to send because I'm doing some shows in England, but I want to like fill in and do a few more and like because the my whole thing with. I'm the worst because I'm going off on this whole unrelated tangent. But I basically, the reason I like doing comedy and music, I like to use it as a way to be like, go to some place I never would have gone to.
Sure.
Right.
And even go to places that my agents and managers aren't going to send me to probably. So I'm sent some emails to like weird places, just like with a YouTube clip and, and was like, hey, I'm going to be here. Like, could I come there? And so that's probably what that is.
What's this list from February 13th? Right at the bottom. Yes.
But February 13th.
Right there. That's the one, right?
I'm on it?
Yeah.
Wait, this one?
Yeah. Yep. Right above.
Wait, this one?
Yeah.
There's a list.
Yeah, yes. It starts at the number one. Click on it.
Oh, it's a list.
Yeah.
What if it's like a picture of me in flagrante?
Okay, well, we'll cut it.
Oh, this looks like an interview someone sent me that I probably answered the questions in a different email.
I see.
And did not. I can tell you definitively that's what they did. Yes. They sent them, and then I was probably, and then something happened, and then I forgot that I did it.
Right.
And
started a new one.
Here we are.
And here we are. Okay. Let's go bottom of the drafts.
Okay.
What are then we looking at? A lot of numbers. Dick you send picks. A lot of numbers. Oh, what's another podcast idea?
Oh, God.
Which one did you react to?
Also, hold on. Most of your drafts are phone numbers.
Phone numbers?
Yeah,
where?
That one is a phone number.
This one? How can you tell this?
She's seeing the little snippet there.
Oh.
So hit that one.
I was probably like on a website or something, or on the phone with someone else who was telling me I called the wrong number. And we could call this number and see who it is.
Yeah, that'd be good. This is a first. I'm happy.
This is the kind of content.
Well, now we're answering the question of who makes phone calls. It's us.
Yeah. Okay. So it's an 1-888. It's probably like someone I was whining to about my phone bill or something, I bet. City Wire specialty service.
City what?
Wire.
Oh.
Oh, it must be my bank.
Oh.
Some banking.
Oh, I guess so.
I was doing some banking.
You're doing a bit
like,
of banking.
Because I'm a grown man.
Mm-hmm. What's P? It's just the letter P in an email.
P, that's got to be for penis. P. So, it's literally just the letter P.
In the subject line, though.
P. Yep. Again, what probably happened there was like.
You wanted to remember the letter P?
I was like going to be like, write something of great importance. And then my dog ran over to the door and was like, I have to go out.
What kind of dog?
She's a like a boxer, pit bull, hellhound.
Rescue?
Sweet sweetie. Yep.
You gotta.
Yep.
Okay, then we got press kit to send.
Press kit,
like you didn't
that
send.
Sounds good.
Yeah, let's see what's going on there.
That's Jamie. She's a DJ on Long Island. That's the email address. It's for something that I do. No.
Yeah, that's fair.
No, she's a music show, so it would be for my band Valley Lodge, probably, which is an obscure band. The only thing... One of our songs is the theme song to the John Oliver show. So we're...
That's real.
No one really knows who we are, but then they do know without knowing that they know. So I was probably... We had a record come out. When's it from?
September.
Yep, that's exactly what it would have been.
Well, there you go.
Because it came out in October.
And it's very interesting because the subject line is press kit to send. Uh-huh. And then the body of it is the email address, which is not normally where the email address goes.
I was probably going to send it to the publicist for the record label. And then again, probably I was like, oh my God, my spaghetti's done. And just jumped up from, my whole life is just jumping up from this laptop.
Something's happening in another part of the home.
Yeah.
All right, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
We need you to think of someone that you maybe don't want to email.
That I don't want to email.
Email. Roulette.
Oh, geez. Is it someone I have emailed that I don't want to email? Or like...
Don't pick the worst person you could possibly... don't pick someone you potentially wouldn't email. It can be like kind of a goofy, don't want to email this person. How do you best explain this, Nicole? At the end of the show, you're going to get asked a trivia question. And if you get it wrong, you're supposed to send the email.
I did just yesterday. I did this, I think.
What? Just yesterday you played email roulette?
No, but... I hate any emails that have to do with money. Like, I hate emailing people and be like, where's my money?
Right,
okay.
Right.
Okay.
But, you know, I have to get the money.
Yes.
So those are the emails I don't like sending. I used to have a business manager, not to show off. And then I didn't, but it was, if I can, my little bit of advice, if you're horrible with money like I am, I had one for years and it was really bad because it made me like not pay any attention to money at all.
Uh-huh.
And like I literally would not look at my bank balances. I had no idea of anything ever. Unless he was like, you better go work. You gotta need some money, which... You know, what occasionally happened, he'd be like, what are you doing?
That's probably why you were calling the bank the other day.
That can't possibly be what they're supposed to do.
Well, it's partially why we're not.
why he's no longer your business manager?
No. But anyway, so I started doing everything myself. And then it was really good because then all of a sudden I started paying attention to everything. And then I don't know if it's coincidence, but I started, all of a sudden I had a lot more money.
I don't think that that's a coincidence.
Like, which is not me suggesting that. I used to have like, I try to never do direct deposit because I like going to the bank and depositing money. Like, I feel really good about it.
So you're not doing like quick deposit either, where you take a picture of the check?
No.
On your phone?
I don't do any, I bank like it's 1983.
Right.
Pretty much. You do a drive through at the teller window?
And I reach and I'm like, yeah, yeah. I go with my dog and we walk in there and I say hi to the ladies. And there's free coffee.
So you're making a day of it.
Is it good coffee?
I've never had it, but okay. I like that it's there.
That's fair.
I like that I could have it.
Yes.
And then and they give a treat to my dog.
That's nice.
Oh, yeah, that is a big thing. Banks will
yeah.
do. Yeah.
Well, this is what happens. My dog has the bank, the wine store, and all of these stores figured out who gives her treats.
Oh, I never thought about that.
So, like, I definitely buy more wine than I would have if the dog, literally the dog pulls me into
so
the wine
smart.
Store. So I'm like, well, we're here. We better buy some wine.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the liquor store near me gives gum to my kids. And
that's
so my
not,
son,
what are you talking
no,
about?
No, well, there's a drive-through. There's a drive-through.
Drive-through?
And
oh
so they
gosh.
Give a piece of gum. They're very nice. But now I'm realizing my kid is all the time like, do you want to go buy some beer and wine?
Wait.
Like, you want to go buy some beer?
Slow down everything about the story.
Okay.
You're letting your kids have loose gum from a liquor store?
No, it's not loose. It's wrapped up.
Yeah, I know. But is it like out of a pack?
Yeah, it's like this is like an institution, this store. I mean, it's
been
there
for... It doesn't matter. You don't... So a pack of gum, somebody bought it.
No, it's the whatchamacallit. What's the old school
like
classic...
bubble...
Yeah.
Like, I know
you know what I'm talking about.
Bazooka Joe. Joe, is that
it twists on each side.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. He's not pulling out a piece of like okay. double
Here.
Mint from his
pack.
His
like dirty tobacco stained hand.
Yes.
He unwraps it and then hands it.
Yeah. No.
But so anyways, it's kind of the same thing because my son is like, hey, do you want to go get some beer
well,
right now?
This brings
yeah.
me to, I mean,
That's
we were
exactly
obsessed
it.
With the bank drive-thru as a kid because they would give you lollipops.
They did?
Yes. The bank in New Jersey, the bank drive-thru that my mom went to would give lollipops if they saw kids in the back of the car.
So who do you think we could email? Is there someone?
Oh, that I don't want to email?
Yes.
Well, the problem is I got a statement yesterday and instead of being like, oh my gosh, thank you. Thanks for all this money. I was like, that's not enough money. Where's the rest of the money? But even though I tried to like look at the email and be like, did I word this
yep.
nicely and be like, seem grateful?
Mm-hmm.
So then at the end of the day, I was like, I shouldn't email him again.
You did a double in one day?
I did because...
Dave, is there a world where...
What?
We could see this email. I just want to hear about the second one, the follow-up.
Okay, I sent one and I felt like it was pretty nice. And then what happened was... My bandmate emailed the guy, and he's like, oh, he wrote back to me right away. And I was like, he did?
Right.
Why? I wrote to him, like, first thing in the morning. See below. Sorry if you got this twice. Not sure which email address is the right one. So it was clearly I know that they
okay.
both work for
However,
me.
I want you to read that email again in the voice that you claimed you wrote the email in.
See below. Sorry if you got this twice. Not sure which email address is the right one to use.
I mean, I'm looking at this screen, and between the preview of the first email and this email, I see two thank yous. So there's no world where you are as tough.
I know. No. But this is to my point. Anytime I have to email someone
right.
about money, okay. I always feel like I'm a mobster.
Here's what I'm going to pitch to you. Because, David, doesn't seem like we're getting a name out of you.
I can't.
Here's what I'm pitching. Here's what I want to pitch. What I want to pitch is that we send a follow-up to that email, apologizing for the double emails of yesterday?
No, because I already wrote back. He wrote back, and then I wrote him back. He's going to think I'm insane.
Yeah, that's the idea a little bit.
No, I can't, because then he'll be like, yeah, it was weird he emailed me twice.
Do you think he'll really do that?
No, but he might think it, and then he'll be like, Dave's a pushover. If I can... distract you.
Yeah, no.
Here's a receipt for wine that I bought last night.
How many bottles of wine did you get for $21.78?
One.
That's not a good bottle. My understanding of wine, which is none, is that any bottle over $20, they're all the same.
Oh, yeah. I can't, but I've gotten into biodynamic wine, which is like trendy.
Yeah, yeah.
But my friend has a restaurant called Frenchette, which is a great restaurant and does not need my help, but I mentioned
right.
it. Anyway, it's the greatest restaurant.
Do you know about or have you had orange wine?
No.
I'm very curious about orange wine. I don't even know where to find it.
So that's fermented oranges?
No.
You can get that in prison.
No.
It's called like Pruno or something. No. You take orange and like you take a slice of bread.
I think
no,
you're being serious right now.
I am. Yeah.
Yes. But that's not what I'm talking about.
Wait, what?
So orange. So you know how rosé is red grapes with the skin off?
I didn't know that.
Yes. Orange wine is like a new thing and it's white grapes with the skin on.
Oh.
So
I think.
And it looks orange okay. in color?
You yes, should not have said orange. I think.
I know. I really had it and then I freaked myself out.
What's the prison wine you're talking about? I'm interested.
I think it's called
Well, I tried to
Pruno.
Give us something classy and now we're looking up prison wine. Yeah, you Google guitars. Nobody's falling over in shock, Dave. You're not exposed.
No, but pretty much any website, I don't know how to clear my history uh-huh. without losing my passwords and stuff.
Right.
So pretty much any letter that I put in, and this I feel like is outside of the realm of your show, so I've refused to do it. I feel like if you type a letter in.
Yes, uh-huh. and it like autofills. Like,
yeah, autofills like P. I was looking at Pruno, and it probably was like PP, pussy party, penis lover site.
No, what I tell myself is I think it's autofilling with common searches, not your searches.
Oh, what a relief!
By the way, this is interesting because the Pruno or prison wine does include crumbled bread, which kind of brings the crouton thing full circle.
It does.
Would you say that's full circle?
Sure. Also, Dave, I do have to say, we are in truly uncharted waters here because this is the longest any guest has ever stalled us out from doing the email roulette game that we
Oh,
do.
Wow.
So is there a human being from your past or present that you'd be willing to email?
To email?
Yeah.
That I don't want to email?
But you'd
but
be
again,
willing to.
It doesn't have to be it could be a friend. And then the content of the email is a little odd, as opposed to like someone, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Are you looking at me? Right now, I'll say, here's what's happening in my brain right now, Matt, is genuine admiration for your willingness to keep trying.
Wait, so is it someone who will merely be weirded out that I've emailed them? Or is it someone that I have to be uncomfortable? Because I can make anyone uncomfortable.
It can be either.
No,
it can be either.
On recent episodes, we have had someone who was just emailing their friends and their behavior in the email was weird. It's literally something that would be slightly awkward for you to send. And we can leave it at that. So there are some stakes for you to not send it.
You're hesitating on even opening the compost box.
I'm trying to see.
Can you give us some context of who this is
this
without
is
identifying?
This is my friend. I call him Ing Dave because he plays guitar and he loves Yngwie Malmsteen. But his real name is Dave.
You don't have to start the email yet.
Oh, okay.
We'll help you write it. In fact, we'll write it for you.
All right.
You give us some information about.
He lives in Brooklyn.
Okay.
With his mother. And I've not talked to him in a little while.
Okay.
And I've been meaning to call him.
Oh, good. This is good.
And
okay.
I just haven't.
But you guys are on good terms.
As far as I know.
Okay.
Great. Okay, we got it.
Okay.
Hello, exclamation point.
Hello.
First line, hi, Dave. Also an exclamation point.
I have to
point.
Say Ing Dave.
Great.
Wait, so you guys are dictating it.
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Ing Dave.
Been meaning to call you.
Been meaning to call you.
But having some trouble with my phone. Thought I would send you an email instead. Keep it.
We love typos.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
How are you?
How are you?
I'll wait for you to respond.
Is that it?
Matt, do you have some other questions? In case you don't.
In case you don't.
Here are other questions I would ask.
And then a colon. Yeah.
Colon.
Like a list.
Yeah,
Let's
exactly.
A list
this
with
is a list.
With asterisks.
Yeah. Yes, asterisk.
What are you up to?
Yeah.
What are you watching?
What are you watching?
Do you have a Kindle?
Are you on Goodreads?
Oh.
Are you on Goodreads?
Yeah.
Spoilers, Matt.
Let's see.
Dave, when's your birthday?
June 3rd.
Oh, excellent. Great. So next question. Okay. If I did a group trip.
Group trip?
For my birthday.
For my birthday.
On June 3rd.
On June 3rd.
To Iceland.
To Iceland.
To Iceland. I would love, that would be a great birthday,
that is a great
actually.
Trip. Would you be interested/avail?
Would you be interested? Interested. I don't even know if he's been on a plane.
Next question. Have you been on a plane?
LMK.
LMK?
LMK.
I think Nicole's forcing abbreviations on you because it just doesn't seem like your style.
When you get a chance.
That's let me know.
When you get a chance. No, I'm not a big abbreviation guy.
And then can you sign it David? Great.
Okay.
That's an email that there's a universe where you'd send that if we forced you to.
If you got a trivia question wrong.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. Yes. All right. So put that aside. Just minimize that for now. We'll revisit it before the end of the show.
Dave, you occasionally tussle with people on Twitter.
Yeah.
What is the, in retrospect, is there ever, this is a segment we call, where's the beef?
You got beef?
Is there ever an exchange you've gotten in that in retrospect you're like, that was not actually worth it? Not about loaded things, but like, oh, that was a silly thing that I got worked up about.
I mean, arguably any argument on Twitter is a silly thing to get worked up about because it's the, I mean, there was a time when I would have said mostly good things about Twitter long years ago.
Right.
But now I would say,
like
that it's a cesspool of, I'm trying to not get too involved with social media, even though by all appearances I have not let up at all.
Like for those who don't know, you seem to have a signature way of sort of ending arguments or trying to end arguments with people. And it usually involves the other person's mom. I mean, that's kind of your go-to, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, well, I haven't done this in a little while, but like Trump and his wife, I'll respond to their tweets and say just crude, stupid things. Only because, and this feeds into the whole social media thing, it's like people always tell me like it like gives them some sort of release from this insanity, just seeing me say these just like things a 15-year-old would say. And so, like, and I totally realize it's totally stupid to do this because, like, if I do believe that Trump reads his replies.
Yes,
but
for sure.
Because he's a pathetic egomaniac, as am I. But, he's probably muted me or something. But because you see that like, he'll, like, retweet, like, some random person with 7 followers who are like, you're the best. But my thinking is, like, if I can contribute in the tiniest way to whatever stress he can have that will eventually cause serious health problems. I'm just doing my part. I probably shouldn't say that last part because I'm just saying I want to give him like indigestion.
Right.
But this is the other thing with Twitter. Like sometimes you can see that people, anyone can see what you wrote. And then other times they don't because sometimes it just gets likes and whatever from my followers, but then other times it gets massive amount from all sorts of people. And when that happens, Trump supporters would say mean things to me. And so, I always be like, if they say, like, insult me in some way. Say you're a Trump supporter.
Yeah.
And I said to Trump, suck my balls, let's say. Which I have.
You're a piece of shit loser.
Your mom's a piece of ass, and I'm with her right now. That wouldn't be the best reply, but yeah, I certainly wouldn't be anything that much better than that.
Right.
Because it's all like what kid would say, but people invariably shut up after you do that because they're like, where do you go from there?
That's fascinating. Like, it's almost like pretending to take a high road is actually what's going to draw people out more.
Oh, I'm the biggest fan of the low road.
Yes.
Because so many people are taking the high road, and I'm like...
It's too crowded?
It's so too crowded. And I think also, like, when you take the low road, because everyone thinks, like, oh, he's going to take the high road. I'm like, no, you're wrong about that. Like, if someone I think has... And it's rare in my actual life.
Right.
I will just, like, be like, and just, like, if they go for my nuts, I will break their ankles. No, whatever. I don't even know if I've ever done that.
Oh, I see. I did not get that.
I just think it's funnier to go low because I'm a grown man.
Right.
And I should not be taking the low road. So I just think to me, it's just funnier for my own entertainment.
Right.
But I would never actually be, I don't think, genuinely mean or hurtful to anyone intentionally.
You're sort of in character and amusing yourself.
Joking around. Like, even Trump supporters, I don't hate anybody, you know, really. I'm not crazy about Trump himself.
Uh-huh.
But his supporters, I think it's, you know, are just coming from... largely ignorance and things like that, so I can't fall. And you know, also the internet. I don't need to go into this whole thing, but when you talk to anyone in person, it's obviously like you're like, oh, you're a human being, and you have a family,
right?
But it's easy. There's actually one Trump supporter. This woman, I don't even know where she lives, but like. I said something like, oh, I just porked your mom and your dad or whatever. Something maybe slightly more eloquently than that. And she wrote back, well, they're both cremated. And I said something like, well, I'm up to my balls in both of them right now. And like she was like, she's like, you're fucking insane, and you're like, you're a smart ass, and I think I like you. And now, like, she responds all the time and is like, I dare say we're friends.
And all
we'll never probably never meet, but unless I do a show in her town or something.
And all you had to do is just push it a little bit further.
I pushed it. I think she saw like that I'm just being ridiculous.
Right. This is the pinnacle, I think, of the new Where's the Beef segment, Nicole.
There's no beef.
Yeah, but the beef escalated to the point where it became a friendship.
Yeah, truly, like, she'll respond and I'll be like, hey, how's it going? And then she'll still, like, when I say anti-Trump stuff, she'll be like...
Oh, you.
Yeah, she'll be like, I'm not even going to say anything about that.
That's so funny.
But, so she hasn't changed her way of thinking. I think she just realizes that I'm being completely ridiculous, and this is all ridiculous, and at least the internet. But
the ability to engage with sometimes intense stuff and always bring it back to ridiculous feels like it takes a lot of emotional control.
I guess. I don't know.
But I mean, are you ever actually like...
Do you ever actually lose
lathered
it?
Up, for lack of a better term?
That's the second time I've heard you talk about lather.
Lathered up?
Yeah.
I think the only thing is I think like, what's wrong with me? Like, why... Oh, Oprah Winfrey wouldn't do this. Certainly, she wouldn't.
She's
wouldn't
not
do it.
Balls deep in anyone's parents'
but
ashes.
But all it takes is someone like that—not Oprah, but somewhat respectable person—to be like, "Just want to say, really loving the mom jokes on Twitter." An NPR person or whatever,
right.
Like, oh, Terry Gross, who let the record show has not said that.
Has not. Yes,
but people like that have said. Said these things to me, and they're like, oh, well, now I have to keep going.
Got it. You got it.
Because I'm entertaining them.
Right.
But not Terry Gross, let's be clear.
Very clear.
I have emailed Terry Gross. I tried to get her, I was doing a show in Philadelphia, and I tried to get her
to come on stage.
And she said, thank you.
She said, what is witch taint? I don't understand.
No, this would have been.
Oh, she wrote you back. That's nice.
Oh, yeah, she wrote back. It's very nice.
We'll never see.
And it was like, I'm unavailable.
Yeah, it's a nice thing to get.
I would
it?
Say you were a little bit of an ask like that for us.
What do you mean?
It was a little bit of like, we don't have a relationship with you and you're a real person. So we asked. Now, while we're talking about that, Dave, I would love for you to explain to me the email exchange that you had with Matt when he first asked you to do the show.
Oh, why was it weird?
Yes.
It was funny.
It was funny, but I also, not knowing you, you can do a search for Matt's email. There we go.
So
this one you're talking about?
Yes. So
I like that you emailed lawyers.
So Dave,
you see
on his website.
What did you do?
Dave on his website, I can say this, right?
Sure.
Has a bunch of,
it's on my website.
A bunch of email addresses, like if you want to sue me but haven't figured out how, like email lawyers at Dave Hill Online. And there's all these like variations on it. If you want to, there's one that's if you want to get at me.
So you were being fun.
I was being fun.
Okay.
And yeah, I like that.
I thought if you noticed, you know. Yeah.
Now, great. Dave, so Matt asked you about a couple dates. Can we look at your response to him?
Okay, so right. Email.
Yeah, okay.
What did I say?
Great.
Did I say I'm very important?
No.
Very important.
Just read this.
Hey, Matt. Yeah, totally. So you've asked me if I want to do it. I'd love to. Let me know when is good. Probably the week of April. April 38th is best for me.
And Matt told me that.
I don't believe in time and space.
And Matt told me that. And I was like, Matt, that guy's fucking with you. I was like, he's not doing the show.
I was like, what just happened here?
I was like, Matt, you just got burned, man. He's not doing it.
I was like, it's either he's being goofy or it's the most elaborate FU that I've ever gotten.
Oh, my God. That would be good.
It would have been an incredible fuck you.
Yes.
So I was like, it was like. No, it's weird. The thing is, I really try not to make typos, and that's a pretty big typo.
You think that's legit a typo?
It totally is. I think I was just like...
Because it seemed kind of on brand, like, you know what I mean? Like,
no, but I love... I'm going to do it in the future to people as I could. But then I got your email back. I must have been in a hurry, because I do remember this now. And then you wrote back, awesome, unfortunately, the studio is fully booked for the week of April 38th. And then you came back with some other options.
Yeah.
And then I didn't even acknowledge what had happened. And I just said, let's do May 2nd. But then, further my stupidity...
Right, so we're going back and forth, planning.
Going back and forth.
Zeroing
plotting
on time.
Plan.
Oh, wait, this is very funny. Wait, go back up. Go back up. So Matt proposes a time.
Can you
do some time? This is, Dave, there was a, I will say, until you walked in the door, I didn't think you were doing the show.
Come.
No. Because then Matt says, sounds great. Can you do some time between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. that day? And you said, yep.
Yep. I guess I just meant... Sure.
Pick a time.
Any of those times.
Yeah.
I should have just said like noon.
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't. I don't know what did I have going on April 17th
at 10:48.
That was at 10. Let me be clear. Nothing. That would have been. I'm back from the dog run. I'm drinking coffee.
Drinking some bank coffee.
Bank coffee. I'm not really doing. Oh wait. I didn't reply. I didn't respond for 5 days.
Yeah, that was 5 days later.
When you did respond.
Oh wow. Okay. So okay. So this is the nice feature of Gmail. They've started nudging
you. Got nudged.
And you don't respond to emails because I'm bad, and I'm grateful for that feature now.
Got a nice nudge.
Got a nudge. And you write back. You proposed a time, 1 p.m. So this has been established, 1 p.m., and things take a crazy twist real soon. We're talking about Thursday, May 2nd. Let the record show today is May 3rd. So, good with you. You say 1 o'clock, May 2nd. I say game on. And then you send a bunch of details.
Okay, here we go.
Ending.
That's it.
Like, where we are. And I must have... I think my problem... What I'm learning from all of this is I... must have read all of these really fast for whatever reason. Nothing personal.
No, not at all.
But you said, I did not even see the bring a laptop if you can the first time. Also, feel free. All I saw when I read this email, feel free to bring a guitar, but if you don't, we can loan you one. Even though you said we cannot loan you one.
I was making a joke.
Yeah, that's a joke. It's a funny joke that I read. I just jumped ahead to the line above where you said we can loan you a laptop. I didn't even see the thing about a laptop. And then it says, see you Thursday at 1! I read it again, whenever you wrote back confirming, I said, oh, see you Thursday at 11.
One exclamation point turned into 11.
So what I do, I left my house yesterday at about 10:40 with my guitar.
Oh, wow.
Because I had witch taint practice afterward. And then I was trying to get my dog walker to come and walk the dog so I wouldn't have to go back and walk the dog in between this and witch taint practice. And so I was like, I'll bring my guitar and then I can play the guitar here and then I can go to witch taint practice. But then I went to, almost at the Subway, dog walker says, hey, can't do it today. You need to give more notice. He didn't say that, but that's the reality of it. You can't can you walk my dog in 2 hours?
Right.
So he's like, I can't do it. And then, so I had my phone out, had my guitar, looking forward to coming here and ripping some solos. And then I'm like, wait a minute, where am I going again? And so I pull up the email and I look back to the email that has the address and everything. And then it says, see you Thursday at 1! Exclamation point. But I can't because I have witch taint practice at 1. And normally, if it would have been my own thing, like if I was like going to go get my brows done or something, which it's not something.
But you do have to schedule.
Yeah, you have to schedule. Then I would have been, well, I'm canceling the brow appointment.
Right.
By the way, I've not made a brow appointment ever. Have I been conned, talked into brow treatments? Yes, I have.
How?
Because I went to get my hair cut at this place, and she's like, she does waxing and stuff and brows, and I do you.
She does waxing in the brows.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, so I was like, no, I'm good. They're like, come on. And then she comes over, and this is how they get you. Mm-hmm. They come over, and they're like, oh, my God, it's horrible. you're a mess. We're like, oh, my God, how do you live like that? And so I'm like, all right, I better get my brows done. And so I lied down. And they're like, we're going to dye them and everything. We're going to do everything. And I think that they dye. When you have your brows dyed, you look fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like for the first couple days anyway, at least. I had just had a new book come out. And that day I was going to do a book event. So I was like, yeah, let's roll in there with a nice haircut.
And some solid brows.
And some incredible
nice brow
brows.
Job.
I was so freaked out by these brows. I probably have a picture somewhere on my phone of this that I was scrubbing because I was like, I was showing up. I can't show up to a book event where people are like expecting me to not have crazy looking eyebrows. So I tried to scrub it off.
You can't.
And you can't. Nothing you can do. No one said anything. And then I was back. I was visiting my family in Cleveland, and my nephew, Blake, was like, are you wearing makeup? And I was like, no, Blake, I'm not. But it's funny you ask. I had my brows done, which was an even crazier thing to say to a kid.
Right.
Right.
Because he's like, this is my grown man uncle, lives in New York City, and now he's telling me he's getting his brows done. Like, I look up to this guy.
And
like,
I think what's there are some men for whom that fits with their whole aesthetic package and their lifestyle. And I think it would be fair to say that's not what you're going for.
It depends what day you catch me on.
Well, yeah, apparently this day it was.
I just like interesting experiences. Mm. So for me, for like an old Russian lady who seems super gung-ho about waxing me, and dyeing my brows, I'm like, yeah, do your thing.
Okay, so like, the shame they tried on you also was not part of it.
No, it was more like whatever she was going to talk me into, I was probably going to agree to.
Right.
Short of anything sexual.
Right.
Which she wouldn't have tried that. I'm not suggesting that was on the menu.
Right.
I'm saying, like, anything she could have said, I would have been like, yeah, let's go for it.
You
like,
were an easy sell. She didn't need
I'll
to work too hard.
I'll try anything. Any, like, as long as it's not going to, like, hurt anybody.
Right.
I'm in.
Oh, right. If it had been your own brow appointment, you would have canceled.
But the point of that 47-minute story was that had it been something, but because it involved four other people who had scheduled their day based on me showing up.
Right.
Even though, arguably, that's exactly what was going on here.
You got there. Yeah, you got there.
But there is a difference with, like, people you have an intimate.
The thing was, I was like, I had to make a tough choice.
Wait, what did the email where you told him this was not happening look like?
Okay, so I was wondering. See, this is the reason I was wondering how long it would take, because in my head, I'm like, it's at 11. I'm supposed to be here somewhere at 1, right?
Yeah.
So, and I figured it would give an hour. Yeah, yeah. In the real world, I was supposed to be here. So I said, cool.
Yep.
And then at 10:53, so I'm already pathetically running late, clearly.
Right, as you were even trying to be here at 11.
This is my problem. I use Google Maps to like plot out how I'm going to get somewhere. And it always thinks I run or something. Like,
it's overly optimistic.
It's super optimistic. Like, I'm not, why don't you factor in that I'm going to run into a friend and chat? Why don't you factor in that I'm going to see a cute doggy that I want to pet? Anyway, so I'm running late, and I say, in my haste, I misread your email and thought we were recording at 11 today. Parentheses, the exclamation was point was enough. So now I'm starting to blame you, making you feel mad. The exclamation point was enough to throw me and my bad vision. So now I'm like, it's not all on me, Matt. This is a both of us problem. And not one. Period. Didn't want to confuse you back. Unfortunately, I cannot do 1 p.m. 1 p.m. I'm very sorry. But tomorrow I'll work at any time. Sorry about this. Thanks, Dave. Sent for my pants. That's because, you know, it's the default is sent from my iPhone. And sent from my... Given that every... I always think something that a 13-year-old would say is the best way to go for anything. I made that my default thing. And Matt, thankfully, minutes later, writes back. Hey, man, no sweat on today, and I appreciate the heads up.
That's not what that is.
It was 7 minutes. That's not a heads up.
Yeah. I would argue it's a heads down, if anything.
It's only fitting that our show has real-life email snafus that happen behind the scenes. I'll check to see if there are other times available. Hey, Matt, thanks for understanding, blah, blah, blah.
Boom.
And then it all worked out. But, yeah, now that I'm hearing it out loud, I guess my thinking was, everyone's screwed in this scenario. The band can't rock if I don't show up.
Right.
But I was like, maybe they have other podcasts they're recording that day.
And we did.
But I didn't know that. In grade school, I went to all Catholic grade schools. And I remember we watched this fucking crazy film. And I still think about this. And it's the fucking craziest thing that they showed this to a bunch of children. But a guy works on the railroad in some capacity, and his son comes to work with him, and the kid is messing around and is on the train tracks, and the dad's job is to switch something that makes the train switch so the train can come over the bridge. And he realizes, like, oh, shit, that train's supposed to come over the bridge. If I don't hit the switch, it won't. It'll go into the river, and everyone on the train dies.
This is the trolley problem.
Wait, what?
This is like a famous philosophical question.
Oh, okay, yeah. And so the dad has to throw the switch to let the train come across the bridge so all the people on the train don't die, and in the process kills his son.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're watching this, and we're like, Sister Mary... whatever, that was really fucked up. What just happened? Why did he kill his son? And they're like, because that's what God did with Jesus for you guys. So everyone on...
They jujitsued the trolley problem into Catholic propaganda?
Yes. All by way of
That's
saying...
That's so weird.
It's very hard for me to cancel on you guys yesterday, but...
hard for you to leave us on the train track.
Hold on. If I'm understanding correctly, you're saying it was very hard for us to cancel, for you to cancel on us yesterday. However, God so loved the world that he
that
gave his only son.
He gave the cast and crew of the Inbox podcast...
Yes.
So that everyone else could...
Might jam out.
Might, yeah, I guess.
Sure. I mean,
does someone die in the trolley problem?
Yeah, the idea is it's a philosophy, like morality question, which is, would you switch the thing and kill one person, or would you let five people die? Like,
there's only five people on the trolley?
Or whatever.
A slow day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a slow day on the trolley. But the idea is, like, basically, would you take the action that means less people will die, or will you... choose inaction where you're not responsible, but you kind of are responsible, but more people die.
Yeah, I would probably heroically save the kid, then run back and do the switch.
Yeah, that's the Mark Wahlberg answer.
And then jump in front of the train myself.
Oh, okay. It seems like if you've made the switch, you don't need to be
jumping
in front
of the train. Yeah, you've already saved
No, but I wanted to go out a hero.
Yeah.
It's time for my favorite segment.
Okay.
Are you on Goodreads?
Are you on Goodreads?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, but for shameless purposes only.
Right, you're on Goodreads as an author. The only people who've really said yes are actually authors.
Yeah, because...
Is it just a bunch of authors and me on Goodreads?
I don't know how it works, but yeah, I am on Goodreads.
Okay, do you putting books on there? Can we see it?
Yep. I think I'm pretty transparent on it, though. I've never, like, set up a fake account to... review my own books.
Oh, wait, what's on your want to read list? I'd like to see your want to read list.
Oh, view all books.
Yes.
Shoot the Piano Player.
Can you read this summary of this book?
By the design of it, I think it's probably like a crime book, but not a true crime book.
Yes.
Once upon a time, Eddie played concert piano to reverent audiences at Carnegie Hall. Now he bangs out honky tonk for drunks in a dive bar in Philadelphia. But then two people walk into Eddie's life, the first promising Eddie a future, the other dragging him back into a treacherous past.
And this is your number one to-read book.
Which you've apparently never heard of.
Shoot the Piano Player is a bittersweet and nerve-wracking exploration of different kinds of loyalty. This is almost just what we're talking about. The kind a man owes his family, no matter how bad that family is, the kind a man owes a woman, and ultimately the loyalty he owns himself. This is exactly what we were talking about. The result is a moody thriller that, like the best hard-boiled fiction, carries a moral depth charge. That's exactly what we were talking about.
Unreal.
Oh, and you shelved it March 2012, so 7 years ago.
Do you have to actively shelve something?
Yeah, I mean, basically, shelved just means like when you decided you wanted to read it.
Oh, got
That's
it.
Good
I thought shelved. Yeah, but my review is really excited about my future bestseller. I said this about my first book, Tasteful Nudes, which maintains 3.75 stars.
Which is very respectable.
Pretty respectable. But here.
So will you go to the fives?
I'll go to the reviews.
That's
no,
so
I'll go sort. Newest. I'll go.
Oh, okay. That's very interesting. It's bold to go by newest.
Because I want to see, like,
how it's doing.
So, someone, February 2nd, hilarious in a rock god kind of way, Dennis Delaney.
This book is having a good year, a lot of fives in 2019.
So, but the hilarious in a rock god kind of way. But then I read that and I'm like, why can't you say hilarious in an accomplished author kind of way? Why are you citing something else I do? Why can't you take me seriously as a writer?
So that one didn't get done.
It seems like the desire to be a serious man is a pretty real motivator for you.
Honestly, I thought about it. My parents never understood what my mom is dead. My dad, I just talked to him today, doing great. But like... they don't know, like, what a web video is. They don't know what... My mom didn't know... In the year she died, she called me. And she's like, oh, I talked to, you know, one of her friends. And she said she saw you on HBO. that's pretty good, right? And I was like, oh, she gets like my what I'm going for now. Like, I don't know what I was on, but. And there was this long pause, and she goes, what's HBO? Like, she only said it because I think her friend was impressed. But, like, all my point is, my parents, they know, like, what a book is. So if you write a book, you go, like, here.
Right.
I wrote this.
Touch it.
The cover is hard. So a small part of me only writes books for that reason.
How do you feel about this five-star review?
January 13th, 2019. I enjoyed this book a lot. There are some funny stories. See, right away, problem.
There are some
funny stories. Oh, really? Some touching stories. Oh, really? They weren't all touching. And some rock and roll stories. And then I take a different kind of umbrage because there's only two rock and roll stories in the whole book.
And they are neither funny or touching, right. Apparently.
Yeah. That's my life. It's the nightmare of my life.
Well, speaking of nightmares, it's time for chickens to come home to whatever.
Oh, boy.
Whatever.
We got to go back to your email.
To my email.
Yes. Dave, would you read the email we helped you write before?
Oh, yeah. Where is it? To Ing Dave. Hello, exclamation point, is the subject line. Hi, Ing Dave. Been meaning to call you but having some trouble with my phone. Thought I would send you an email instead. How are you? I'll wait for you to respond. In case you don't, here are other questions I would ask. What are you up to? What are you watching? Do you have a Kindle? Are you on Goodreads? If I did a group trip for my birthday on June 3rd to Iceland, would you be interested / avail? Have you been on a plane? Let me know. LMK when you get a chance. David.
Great. So now if you get a trivia question wrong, you're hitting send on that email.
Okay.
Can Why we make a tiny change?
Yeah.
Can we change it from are you on Goodreads to aren't you on Goodreads?
Important.
So my detective work, without looking around the room, I would say Kindle and Goodreads sponsor this podcast. Am I right?
You are not right.
I'm not right.
No.
Okay, well, they should.
Nicole is...
That would be great.
No, this is truly...
passion project.
Yeah. Nicole's just obsessed with reading.
Okay.
Yeah. There's no...
I am, too. I read books on my phone, which is the dumbest way to read a book because it strains your eyes.
It does. I've started doing that, though, because I'm fucking lazy and I'm more likely to take my phone out on the subway than a book.
Oh, totally. And then when you put a book in your bag and throw your laptop in and a bottle of water or whatever, the book gets damaged.
Can I show you something demented? This is actually demented. This is how I travel with all my books.
That's demented.
I know.
That's full. What are you reading?
I'm reading Conversations with Friends by Sally Rooney.
Okay. Nicole has just pulled out, in case you couldn't hear, a Ziploc bag, a large Ziploc bag with a book in it.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
All right. Ready, Dave?
Yeah.
This is a four choice. What's it called? Multiple choice.
Yeah. It's a four choice question.
It's a four choice.
Okay.
Nicole and I don't know the answer. We will try to help you if you want us to. Spotify's curated playlists are based on music genre, language, or mood. Some of the mood playlists are oddly specific. Which one of these is not real?
Wait, what are the categories?
Spotify's playlists are based on music genre, language, or mood. Some of the mood playlists are oddly specific. Okay? When you hear the examples, I think you'll understand.
He hasn't read you the answers
yet. I haven't
read
you. Oh, okay.
Rachel's trivia questions have a ton of misdirection.
All right.
One of these is a fake Spotify mood playlist. Okay? Here we go. Hipster brunch.
Okay.
Coping with loss. Organic, experimental, or pollen in all caps.
See, this is a trick question, I feel like. I think pollen is not the real one.
And is that... your final answer? Do you feel like that's – do you want to talk through it all or are you feeling pretty good about that? Pollen is in all caps. I don't know if that's misdirection or not.
I just feel like pollen would be a weird thing. Like, let me put on my pollen jams.
Nicole is doing something strange, which is she's shrinking into her shirt. She's trying to bury her whole face in her shirt right now.
It's just been a while. The odds have been in the guest's favor for a while now. And so I'm stressed.
I'm going to say pollen is not real.
Pollen, final answer.
Not real.
Okay, tell Rachel.
It's not real.
She's shaking her
head. It's not real.
No, it is
real. It is real.
It is not
real. I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Okay, coping. Can I guess? Coping with loss has to be fake.
No.
That's hipster brunch is fake.
Really? That was the one I was sure was real. Wow. Hipster brunch is fake.
I should have thought about it. Whatever. Okay.
Okay, so Dave?
I am going to go to this pollen. Wait, how many questions do I get? Just that one?
That was it.
Okay. So now I have to hit send.
How are you feeling about this?
The only thing, I'll tell you, do you want me to tell you my misgivings about it?
You're afraid of inviting him to something that's not happening?
No. Well, I think he'll be touched that I've invited him to Iceland.
Great.
As anyone would be. And then I'm questioning. Okay, I'm gonna send.
You're allowed to tell him later that what this was.
I will be dialing him at the elevators.
No.
No, I'll let it breathe a little bit.
Yeah,
I'll wait till you know.
He's hesitating. He's on it.
You want me to? I hit send.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's going.
Yes.
There we go.
There it is.
Oh, that makes me so happy. Dave, thank you so much.
Yeah, man. Thanks
for having me.
And if you want to find us, you can get us at inboxthepodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter at inboxthepodcast.
This is not scintillating.
We've been told it's a relaxing podcast, so okay, I don't want
good.
You to be stressed about it.
Yeah, don't.
I mean, probably I shouldn't say where the good stuff is because there is no good stuff.
Right, but let's.
That's in the past.
Sure, and you know what? That's mine and Matt's job, so you don't have to feel like you're under any obligation.
Yeah, you basically can.
You can play defense.
You play defense or just kind of be neutral, and then we throw things at you.
Sure.
Yeah. Wow, did you just have a metaphor fall apart?
It appears that way.
I
got
for you.
It. It was just some sports or a game or
yeah.
Bullying. It's actually bullying. The game where you just stand still and let people throw at you is being bullied.
Oh yeah, I guess it would be.
I'm kind of picturing the wrench throwing scene in Dodgeball, where Rip Torn is throwing wrenches at everyone.